It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Judy posted this message on the website at weku.fm regarding last week's Eastern Standard. She says, "Thank you for your recent program on the projected effects of climate change. I was able to hear only a portion of the program as I was in transit to a meeting and listening on my car radio. I do plan to log on and listen to the program in its entirety this weekend. One request, next time you feature a program on climate change, please get someone rather than a NOAA weather representative to address this issue. As someone, can't remember who now, suggested to me, a weather person is to climatologist as reporter is to historian. Asking a weather person to address global climate change is like asking a news reporter to provide an analysis of the Vietnam War. Next time, please invite a climatologist if you can find one in our area. I've heard Mr. Gordon, and he is not a climatologist, although he can be very entertaining." Phyllis sent this by email. "I listen to WEKU mostly on my digital radio. You are having problems with your streaming signal. It cuts in and out. I've checked other digital stations, and they don't have this problem. I originally thought it was a cable problem, which it sometimes is. I prefer your programming, so would rather listen to WEKU. And a quick update on what I guess we should call the hazard situation. We are still operating at low power and will be for some time. We're looking at options for a bit of a signal boost, but full replacement and restoration of our normal signal is still a ways off. We're beginning to talk with community members and organizations in Hazard about how they can help, and we're glad for any suggestions you may have. At WEKU at eku.edu, leave your voicemail message at 859-622-1657, post on Facebook, or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 6:49 and 8:49, or in the afternoon at 5:33 on 889-WEKU.